Evening, guys. Thanks for listening in to the Shoeshine Tapes. This is our it's strange because it comes up as like this will come up as episode three, and I've only done one episode, so I'm not too sure what episode one was because we actually start on episode two. Probably my mistake. I'll have a look into it. Yeah, so it's the 27th of December. We've got our feet up and enjoying the break. We don't go back until the 7th of December, back to the Lowry Hotel, our base in town. But I thought I'd do this like quick podcast about one of the things that happened a couple of years ago when we didn't have a base in town. Some guy called me up and said, "Hi, Dave. Whereabouts are you based in town?" And I said, "Oh, we haven't really got a base at the moment, but as soon as we find a base, I'll let you know." And he said, "Well, I'm in a bit of a pickle. I've got a wedding coming up. Whereabouts do you live?" So I told him where we live. He didn't live that far from me, actually, just the other side of the airport. So I said, "Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Drop your shoes off. And here's the postcode. Drop the shoes off. I'll do them for you. And, because I'd like to help you out. I don't want to leave you in the lurch. Because, we do try and accommodate as many shoe shining requests as possible." So, anyway, he said, "Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Is it all right?" He said, "Is it all right if I bring a couple of pairs?" And I said, "Yeah, why not? It's all cash, guys, isn't it?" So, anyway, about 2 hours later, I got a text. He said, "Hi, Dave. Spoke to you earlier. I'm outside." And I went, "Oh, okay. I'll pop out and pick him up." So I popped out, and he had this great big sports holder. He had about six pairs of boots in it. And I said, "Like, oh wow, weren't expecting that." He said, "Oh, is that okay?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Give me an hour." I said, "I don't know if you want to come in for a cup of coffee or something while I do them." He said, "No." He said, "I've got to do a bit of running around, but I'll come back in probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, and pick him back up." I said, "Yeah, that's fine." So he gave me this big sports holder. Okay, brought him in, did him, do a fantastic job, I must say. And then he texted me again about 2 hours later. He said, "Hi, Dave. Just pulling up outside." I said, "Okay, no worries. Don't need to leave the car." I said, "I'll just come straight out." I said, "They're all bagged up for you." So came out. I passed him the bag. He passed me an envelope with the payment in, and he drove off. And I thought, "Oh, well, that's all right." So that got me and Teresa a nice bottle of wine and a takeaway that night, and thought, that's come out of the blue, really. So anyway, about 2 weeks later, he gave me another call, and I said, "Oh, do you need your shoes doing again?" He said, "No." He said, "At the wedding, I was talking to a few friends, and I told them, that you do shoes at the house, so I hope you don't mind." I said, "No, it's okay. What you got?" And he said, "Well, I've got two friends that would like to come around and drop some shoes off." And I said, "Just tell them how to do it. Just tell them to text me, on this number when you get there. And if I'm not in, I'll make sure, Teresa's about." And because Teresa works from a home office, so she's always sort of like in the house, and she'll pop out, get them, and then I'll do them overnight, and you can pick them up the next day. So anyway, we ended up with about, oh, I don't know, about 10, 11 pairs of shoes, something like that. Anyway, this has slightly grown to we probably have about five or six regulars that drop sports bags off at the house. Now, we like to call this drive-by shining. We thought that was quite a good name for it. We don't advertise it as such because we're not too sure what the neighbours think of, very nice cars pulling up outside our house and dropping off big sports holders, and then us going out a couple of hours later and getting envelopes with, our payment in. So we're not too sure what they're thinking. But I'm surprised we've not had a visit from the drug squad yet, to be honest. But anyway, it sort of works. But and of course you can do that at the Lowry as well. The Lowry Hotel, you can come in at 24 hours a day there, innit? Because it's a hotel. You just drop your shoes off, and I'll do them in 7 o'clock when I get there in the morning. And then I just leave them at the concierge, and you just pick them up when you're ready, Just paid a concierge, he passes that on to me, and everyone's happy. It's just a thing that, you know, like I said, you know, like it, we hadn't planned this at all. It just sort of like happened that it sort of came about, and we don't like to let people down. So, yeah, drive-by shining. Yeah, it's all right. It's we don't really get to chat to the guys, to be honest. In fact, like, I know one's an architect, one's an engineer. What the others do, I have no idea whatsoever. You know, it doesn't, you know, nothing to do with me what they do, I suppose. But they do have nice shoes. They certainly have nice cars. And they're very happy with the arrangement because, if you're in Manchester, you know, like, you know, trying to get into Manchester is a nightmare at the moment, especially at certain parts of, you know, the rush hours and stuff like that. And, like, parking, it's so expensive in Manchester that these guys would rather, like, you know, pop them off at the house, pay me my money plus, they do normally give me a tip because, like, you know, I've saved them the drive into town. So, like, everyone's happy. Yeah, so, but, you know, like, if you work in town, you can always just, like I say, just drop them off at the Lower and I'll get them done. And if you leave your number, I'll give you a text and let you know when they're ready. So, so this was episode 2, but it will come up as episode 3 for some reason. So when we did the first one, I can't remember what we signed up with now. I think it was like Anchor or something like that it's called. And so it distributes our podcast to everybody. So it takes about 3 or 4 days to get onto some of them. But we're on Spreaker, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple iTunes, stuff like that. So if you know anyone interested, give us a like, give us a listen. And this one's a bit late than we thought, because we had planned to do, like, you know, 2 a week, because that's what I was sort of like advised. I wasn't advised. I did a bit of research into it, and they said, like, you know, do it bi-weekly and, you know, build it up, because we certainly got enough stories to put up. But because it's like Christmas week and, like, we've been busy, like, you know, visiting family and, you know, getting ready for Christmas and, you know, just lounging about on couch, drinking ice cold lager and eating chocolates, that we hadn't got round to it. But we, you know, like, from now on, we should do it from 2 weeks. There's an overcough. Probably way too many cigarettes over the Christmas period. So, guys, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas, or you had a fantastic Christmas. But even better, I hope you have a fantastic New Year. And if one of your New Year's resolutions is, you know what, I think I'm going to get myself together this year. I'm going to get to the gym. I'm going to get promoted and all that. It all comes down to confidence and self-respect. Now, that all starts with shoes. Remember, shoes. It's the most least expensive thing you need to do, and it will give you the biggest boost. Okay, guys, hope you have a great time, and thanks for listening, and keep peeled, and we should put the next episode up within the next 3 days. Thank you. Bye. Hi guys, thanks for coming into the Shoeshine Tapes from Dave here, Manchester Shoeshine Company. Just did this recording, this very same recording, it's like an echo, and it was absolutely terrible. So I'm not too sure what happened. I just listened back to it and tried to edit it, and it was like so far away. So I thought, you know what? My listeners deserve better than that. So, so what's been going on? Not much. Very wet and grey here in Manchester. Still on lockdown 0.2 or 2.0, however you want to look at it. Sunday, we were listening to our online sermon from our local church, and they were saying about people who give you advice, and you know, what's the best advice you got? And so, like, you know, me and Teresa were standing, you know, sitting about, you know, like later on that day, and said, like, well, you know, what's the best advice you got? Because I can't really remember any. So we do this Zoom meeting Wednesday nights after the sermon to talk about the sermon with a group of friends from the church that unfortunately we can't see at the moment because of lockdown. And they were going out about their teachers. Oh, you know, like Mr. So-and-so from the maths teacher and Mrs. So-and-so from the head teacher gave me some really good advice and all that. And me and Teresa sat down and said, like, what do you reckon? And she said, well, you know, like, what teacher gave you good advice? Seriously, the only good advice I got was like, yeah, bend over, Dave. I just don't remember any good advice that I got. I'm the complete opposite to Teresa. She went to school every single day and never missed a day of school. And I said to you, what about you? What about teachers? She couldn't even remember the teachers' names. You know, and he's just a conscientious student. So, it's a shame. It's probably a shame that she couldn't have gone further because she wanted to do like O levels or A levels. I can't remember now. They keep changing them. But unfortunately, her parents sort of said, don't be so lovely. You're going to have to go and get a job, help pay the rent. So that's what she did. Just, fortunately, years later that we said, you know what, go back and do your A-levels, babe. And so she went back and did her A-levels in night school. Went on to Manchester University, did a history degree. And, good on her, that's what I say. Anyway, but so for the last few days I've been trying to rack my brains about this advice. And some things come up. One of the things that came up, I remember going into this pub with my dad. I used to help my dad on Thursdays and Fridays in his lorry. Probably should have been at school, I understand that. But my dad paid better. So anyway, at lunchtime when we finished, we used to go into this pub. And one of his sitting there playing pool with this guy, and he said, and I said to this guy, I said, so, what's the future then, matey? And he said, Dave, without a doubt, air conditioning. Get into air conditioning. Ask your dad, he'll tell you, it's the future. And I didn't ask my dad, because I knew it was rubbish then. If he told me robotics, or artificial intelligence, or computers, may have been a different thing, but it never was. So I never picked up any advice from anybody. But saying that, since I've been doing shoe shining, which is coming up to 7 years, we've nearly been going 7 years now. We get lots of big businessmen sitting in the chairs, and even small people actually, who just come out of a gem of thing. Anyway, this guy came in. A big Scottish guy came in, sat in a chair, down at the Lowry Hotel in Manchester, where we're based. And I said, what brings you into Manchester? And he was saying, come down to see the match. And I said, that's strange, City are playing away today. He didn't take that very nicely. So he comes down from Scotland, to watch the Reds play at Old Trafford, outside Manchester, by the way, guys. Anyway, so I said to him, what do you do for a living? He said, I make whiskey bottle lids. And I said, really? He said, yeah. I've been doing it for 20, 30 years or something like that. He said, which is just something I got into and I saw a gap in the market and jumped in. So I said, that sounds all right. I said, how are you doing at that? And he said, to be honest, he said, I've made way much more money than I ever dreamed that I could do. And that, he said, like, you know, like, he said, like, I'm well off, you know, like, the wife's well off, we've always got cash, got a nice house, we've got nice cars, we have a nice holiday home, you know, the two kids are okay, life is good, Dave. And I went, you know what, that's really nice to hear that. I said, have you ever thought about moving into, like, vodka bottle lids or gin bottle lids? There's a bit of a craze going on with gin at the moment. He said, no need, though. He said, like, I'm okay. He said, like, I'm, you know, like, I've got, like, you know, I've got my income. He said, like, all the contracts are, like, done for the next 10 years, all tied in. He said, like, I said, so do you know the guys who do the vodka lids and the gin lids and all that? He said, yeah. He said, like, I do know them. We bump into each other in, you know, like, conferences and exhibitions and stuff like that here and there. Yeah, we have a drink together or a chat together. And, like, we're all happy. No need to jump on each other's toes. There's enough to go around. And I thought, you know what? That's just such a, like, really nice way of looking life. You know, the guy set up for life. You know, he's like, he comes across as a really nice guy. You know, why spoil it? And he was saying to me, he said, you know, so David, you know, what if someone else coming to Manchester and said, I'm setting up a shoe shine, shoe shine chair? I'd say, you know what, I'd shake him by the hand and wish him good luck. Because anyone that can promote this stuff, it's good in my books. So if any of you are thinking, like, oh, you know what, I need a new business idea, I'm going to go into shoe shining, yeah, don't bother, guys. You'll never make any money. You have to do this because you love it. Otherwise, like, you know, there really is, like, not much point. It's a lot of hard work. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just love doing it. That's why I do it. I remember this guy, this young guy, who was, he was very, very rich. Rich beyond my wildest dreams. He was a business advisor. Actually, had a lot of Arab clients. Why does an Arab client have, like, business advisors? He's got oil. He doesn't need any advice. Anyway, so he was saying to me, he said, what's the thing you like about your business, Dave? I said, you know what? I just love it. I just love meeting people. I love the end result of the shoes. I said, seriously, I said, if I won the lottery this week, I would still do shoe shining. And he said, no way. I said, no, seriously, I would. I said, I might drive to work in a Merc and, you know, and have a Rolex on my wrist. I said, but I would still do this day in, day out, Monday to Friday. And he went, wow, that's impressive. And I said, well, yeah, you know. And he said, well, you know, have you ever thought of expanding? And I said, tried to explain to him, you know, people don't do shoe shining, mate. You know, like, there's no real expansion in this. I was telling him, like, you know, this, I was at this exhibition at the Manchester Arena one night, and this guy came up to me. He said, "Oh, I work for this company from Media City, and, like, you know, do you want investment?" And I said, "No, not really." He said, "No, this would be great. It'd be perfect." Anyway, this guy ended up. He'd worked for Dragon's Den. Now, I'd heard about Dragon's Den, but, like, you know, I'd never really watched it. So I had to go home and, like, put it on YouTube to see what, you know, like, this Dragon's Den was all about. I mean, seriously, guys. Could any of you work with any of these people? There's absolutely no way I could work with any of them. They are so up themselves, it is unreal. I'd rather stay where I am, thanks. yeah, forget the investment. I don't really need it, mate. I'm okay. That's just Teresa saying, on way, 15 minutes. So she's on her way home. So I'll get this wrapped up. So it's just nice to hear about that, isn't it? That, you know, that some people, you know, we ain't all greedy and stuff like that. We just, you know, get by, and we're happy with that. You know, it's like, Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there, guys. Leave us a comment, see what you think, and I'll catch you next week. Cheers, guys. Bye.